Today's question has come from a number of people, including Wellington and Kudzanai. They asked, what will the new constitution say about the executive branch, such as the age of the president, tenure and terms of office, and whether there is both a president and a prime minister?
The fourth question, it invites me to comment on what the new constitution will say about the executive branch. Now, what I'm addressing really are my personal views. Now, let's start with the current constitution. The current constitution has got an executive president with executive powers. Executive powers which are considered by many as centralizing too much power in one person. Following upon the signing of the GPA, the constitution was amended. It introduced a prime minister for the duration of the transitional government. Unfortunately, this GPA does not clearly define the power between the president and the prime minister. So if we are going to have in our next constitution a president and a prime minister, or both a president and a prime minister, then that constitution must clearly say, or must clearly subscribe, the powers of the president or the prime minister. My view is that for a country like Zimbabwe, with the limited resources that we have, we cannot afford to have both. I will settle for an executive president. But in the event that the people out there want both, I think what is important, as I said earlier, is that the powers must be clearly circumscribed. Let's know who does what. Let's know where the power starts and where the power ends in respect of both the president and the prime minister. But whatever the position is, I think it is important that there must be a term limit in regards to either the president or the prime minister, or both. What is important is that we must have a constitution which must never ever centralize power in one person. We must have effective and proper checks and balances to curb against the abuse of power. So I think it is important for people to visit this and to articulate their views very clearly, because we have had in the past years a progression towards centralization of power in one person. Whereas in my view, we should have a progression in decentralizing power from one person to other persons, what we discussed last week as devolution of power. In terms of the age of either the president or the prime minister, I really say that I don't have any specific views on the matter. People say that, look, you know, if you are forced to resign at a particular age, it's a realization that, you know, you are now unable to give your best in the circumstances. On that argument, maybe you need to put a cap on the age of your prime minister or your president. But there are other people who have been prime ministers or presidents well past the normally recognized age of retirement, and they've done well. But what is important is that whoever is there should not be there forever.